Chapter 13.
"Do you mean people have really died here?" I shouted. But the horror walked quickly on, the black balloons bouncing against each other, floating darkly against the clear blue sky. The horror's answer made me shiver. It wasn't just his words. It was the cold tone of his voice, the way he made it sound like a warning.
"He was joking, right?"
Clay asked in a trembling voice. He scratched his blonde hair nervously.
"Yeah, I guess," I replied.
A family walked past us, heading toward the House of Mirrors. They had two little boys with them, both about 5 or 6, and both of them were crying.
"I've seen so many crying kids in this park," I commented.
"They're just wimps," Luke replied. "Scaredy cats. Let's go find another ride or something."
"No, I really think we should find Mom and Dad," I told him.
"Yeah, let's go find them,"
Clay said eagerly. The poor kid. I think he was really scared, but he was trying his best not to let my brother see how frightened he was.
"Aw, what's the hurry?" Luke protested. "Let them find us."
"But they're probably really worried," I insisted. I started walking toward the front gate.
"Dad will only make us leave," Luke grumbled. But he followed anyway,
and Clay gratefully came along, keeping close to my side. Following the trail, we passed by a rickety old wooden roller coaster. It rose up as high as a 4-story building, casting a wide, dark shadow over the walk. A sign in front read, "Out of order. Do you dare to ride it anyway?" The gate was open. There was no attendant.
"Hey, Lizzie, wanna ride it?"
Luke asked, staring at the beat-up old cars parked at the bottom of the tracks.
"No way!"
Clay and I replied in unison. We kept on walking. The trail curved under thick trees, and we were suddenly in the shade. A sign read, "Beware of tree snakes." Clay covered his head with his hands. All three of us raised our eyes to the trees. Were there really snakes up there? It was too dark to see anything. The leaves were so thick, no sunlight filtered through. Suddenly, I heard a gentle hissing sound. At first, I thought it was just the rustle of the leaves. But then the hissing grew louder, until all of the trees seemed to be hissing down at us.
"Run!" I cried.
The three of us started running along the trail, ducking low, our sneakers thudding hard on the pavement. The hissing in the trees above us grew louder, angrier. I thought I saw a long, dark snake slithering in the grass beside the trail, but it might have just been a shadow. We kept running even after the trees ended, and we were in sunlight again. The trail curved past a row of evil-looking statues. They were made of stone. They were statues of grinning monsters, eyes narrowed menacingly, fangs lowered from their twisted mouths. Their arms were outstretched, ready to grab anyone who came close. I slowed to a trot, my eyes on the ugly statues. Suddenly, I heard low, evil laughter.
It's coming from the statues," Clay exclaimed. "Keep running!"
Did the statues move toward us? Did they raise their arms higher? Did they beckon us to come closer? I'm not sure. With their evil laughter in my ears, I lowered my head and turned on the speed. All three of us were panting hard as we ran along the trail. I didn't see any other people. I didn't see anyone in a horror costume either. We slowed as we came to another sign. This one had an arrow pointing in the direction we were running. It read, "Front exit. Don't bother. You will never escape." I caught the worried expression on Clay's face as he read the sign. "It's only a joke," I told him. "The signs are supposed to be funny."
"Ha ha," he said weakly.
He was panting hard, struggling to catch his breath. Without warning, Luke jumped on Clay's shoulders.
"Hey, Clay, how about a ride?"
Clay cried out angrily,
"Get off!"
Luke laughed and hung on. Clay dropped to his knees, trying to throw Luke off. Come on, guys, I pleaded. Luke, stop being such a goof. We're trying to find Mom and Dad. But now they were laughing and wrestling on the ground. Come on, guys, I shouted, rolling my eyes. Let's go. I tugged my brother to his feet. Clay's glasses had flown off. He stopped to pick them up from the grass. Then we continued on our way. The path led past a rectangular flower garden, filled with black flowers. Then, it suddenly came to a stop in front of a large red barn. The boys walked up to the open doorway of the barn. I stayed back, searching for a path that led around the barn. I couldn't see one.
The path goes right through the barn to the other side, Luke called to me. Come on, Lizzie.
He motioned for me to join them. I spotted a small sign painted to the right of the barn's double doors. It read, Bat Barn. Hey, are there bats in there? I called, feeling a cold shudder run down my back. I like most animals, but bats really give me the creeps. Luke stepped inside the barn. Clay hung back, standing just outside the door.
I don't see any, Luke called out to me. It's kind of dark.
A strange odor invaded my nostrils. It was strong and sour. It came from the barn. I didn't want to go in there.
Come on, Lizzie, Luke called. The path goes right out the other side. Don't be chicken. You can run straight through.
I stepped up beside Clay at the doorway and peered inside the barn.
It looks okay,
Clay said quietly. The sour odor was much stronger.
Yuck,
I said, making a face. It really stinks. Luke stood inside the barn, his eyes raised to the rafters.
I don't see anything up there,
he reported. Doors on the opposite wall were wide open. It would only take 10 seconds to run through the barn and out the other side, I realized. Let's go, I told Clay. He and I stepped into the barn. The sour smell was overpowering. I held my breath and pinched my fingers over my nose. We started running to the doors on the opposite wall, and they slammed shut. With a gasp of surprise, I turned back to the doors we had entered. They slammed shut, too. Hey! I shouted angrily.
What's going on?
Clay cried in a whisper. We were in total darkness, blacker than black. The sour odor swept over me. I started to feel sick. And then I heard the rapid flutter of wings. Soft at first, then louder. Closer. I screamed as I felt something brush against the back of my neck.